Right now, though, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Eli Manning retiring. I think that's, you know, the right decision, the smart decision.
He's done.
Yeah, yeah. And he's always been a good guy, a nice guy. Always been affable and everything.
Oh, shucks.
What?
Oh, shucks.
No, but he, no, I mean, you look at it. You had Jeter around for 20 years, and you had Eli Manning around, who didn't, you know, just was a good guy. I mean, in sports, there's not good guys out there. I mean, there's good players.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. So, you know, when you lose two of them in the city back-to-back, I mean, now, well, what offsets that is we also lost Odell Beckham, so that helped us a little bit in that matter.
You didn't get Antonio Brown, so that was a plus, too.
And he's been arrested again, or a warrant out for his arrest again.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. You know, anyways. Yeah, they talk about, who's that big guy that was always in a lot of trouble? Richie Incognito, was that his name?
Yeah.
But he's been given chances, and he's now been clean for almost 3.5 years, and he's back in the NFL. I mean, there's some good news stories out there, but boy, in general, not necessarily so. Well, anyways,
I agree.
Remember we were talking about that brawl in basketball?
Oh yeah.
Now the Big 12 conference laid down suspensions to four players who were involved in that. One of them had a 12-game suspension. Another one was two. And then on the other team, eight and three games respectively. But Kansas is conducting their own investigation, and they've suspended the players pending the end of that investigation. Which is
throw them out of school.
Well, I guess probably legally you have to have an investigation first and then do that. So, but
what are they investigating? That they were in the fight?
Well,
they were in the fight.
Yeah. So, anyways. But anyways, I think that's good that Kansas added something different, and we'll see if...
I agree. I mean, Kansas State needs to follow suit, too, now.
Oh, they
and
did.
And as far as an investigation, the only investigation is to see which students should be thrown out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they did it. I mean, you don't have to look, and you don't have to see the situation or the circumstances that brought it on. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that in any sport, especially in college sports where you're representing a university. It gives the university the bad eye, a black eye, and you need to get rid of them. End of story. Throw them out of school.
Right.
I know what happened in my high school.
Yeah. Well, getting back to Antonio Brown, he was charged with battery with burglary. So, you know, you just can't make this stuff up.
I should be behind bars. Period.
You just can't make this stuff up.
I mean, now it's to the point where he's committing crimes, he's breaking the law, and now he has to go to jail.
You just can't make this stuff up. Anyway.
You know what it is? Some people can't get out of the limelight, and they do whatever they can to stay in the limelight. And now he's going to the other side of the law to do it.
All right. Anything that you want to talk about here?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Can the Mets screw up anymore?
Yeah.
Can they screw up?
Who
the heck is this guy?
Brody Van Wagenen, their general manager, basically said he wanted a manager in there that basically he could control, as he said.
Well, he's going the route of the Yankees and other teams that they want puppets.
Right.
So why don't they just become general manager and manager? Why don't they do both?
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. Or just go out and get, you know, Jerry Winchell or Mahoney or whatever the name of the dummy was for the ventriloquist and dress him up and leave him sit on a bench. And they say that's the manager, the mannequin. Who is this guy? He's got Gulf Coast League and low A ball experience, and now all of a sudden he's going into major leagues. I got two words to say. Wally Backman.
Yeah, that's right. So the Major League Baseball is testing out the electronic umpires.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Well, here's the funny thing about
Marshall, how many days a week does your computer system go down in the morning?
Here's the thing about it. If it works and it works perfectly, you know how they're going to do it? The electronic umpire is going to see the pitch, and it's going to relay information to the umpire who's then going to say strike or ball.
Oh, isn't that kind of like cheating?
It's just ridiculous.
So they're using technology to determine whether a pitch is a ball or a strike, but you can't use technology to steal signs.
It's funny. What they should use the technology for is at the end of each game.
To put ads on the board in center field.
No, at the end of the game, review it and see. And you see the tendencies of what umpires are doing wrong.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Then you can get rid of the umpires.
That's exact. Then you narrow down the umpires to umpires that actually call the games.
But you know what? You don't need technology to do that. Mm-hmm. You could have somebody sit in a room and just buzz through a game pitch by pitch and see how many pitches the umpires missed. You don't need technology to do that. You could just review the film.
Mm-hmm. But that's
because how do you know the technology is accurate? Because how many times... It's just going to be a joke. I can't wait to see the technology of a pitch that parts the plate in half and the machine says it's a ball for some glitch.
Well, that technology's been working in tennis, though.
What's that?
The technology's been working in tennis.
Tennis? Tennis, you got to make sure the ball doesn't hit a line. How many guys do they have? They got two guys on each side, and they have... going down the width, they have another two. So they have four people looking at four lines to see that the ball is inside the line. You can't do that? You can't do that? You need technology for that, too? Why don't you just put robots out there to play baseball and tennis and football? Let's get rid of the human element altogether.
Hey, in the NBA last night, the Lakers beat the Knicks by 8 points.
That's it?
That's right. You know what the line?
What'd they play, 5-on-4?
The line was like... 18. There's a lot of people that won some money last night if they bet on the Knicks.
I wouldn't. I saw a friend of mine yesterday. He was going to bet a basketball game. He said, why don't you bet against the Knicks? I hope he didn't do what I told him to do. Wow.
Yeah, 100 to 92. Wow.
Hey, you know who's got a decent basketball team?
Who?
Rutgers.
No. Well, that's because it's not football.
I said basketball. I was watching them last night for a while. They were playing Iowa. Rutgers is ranked in the top 25, and they actually hung in real tough against Iowa. It was a pretty good game. They only lost by 5, and they were real close for the entire game. So Rutgers is playing decent basketball. I was shocked.
Well, let's hear it for Rutgers.
Yeah, well, this is the year where you're going to have some nutty team win the championship. Because if you look at the top 10, you just look at the top 10 in basketball right now and you shake your head, you're like, who?
Yeah.
Like North Carolina, I think, is like 7 or 8 games under 500.
Amazing. Yeah, it's one of those weird years. You're right.
So some weird teams are going to win the championship, and you're going to hear about some guys that put like $500 on, I don't know, the Tulsa Hurricanes or something. And they're going to win the NCAA championship. And he's going to win, like, I don't know, $500,000 or something.
All right.
It's going to be interesting to see who wins it this year.
Yeah. It's always fun to watch the tournament. That's what I'll say. So, yeah, I mean, that's...
All the big teams just take turns losing. And the team that's number one now will not win it. So, let's see what happens. It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be real interesting to see how that plays out.
All right.
Well, who's Luis Rojas? Who is this guy? Where'd they find this guy?
He's been in the organization.
I mean, the one guy that needs to be signed by Boston, the Mets, or Houston is Buck Showalter. Yeah. He's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy you got to get. And if you're a contender, which all three teams are supposed to be, that's the guy you want to get. Yeah. So you say, Buck, what's it going to take? And you give him a check. Yeah. End of story. But it hasn't happened yet, and I don't know why.
All right.
I mean, you got to remember, who's the manager that built the Yankees when they went on the run in the 90s?
Yeah, Buck Showalter.
His name's not Torrey.
Yep, yeah. Buck Showalter.
Yep, so I don't know why they're not giving him the shot. In Baltimore, he went to fight the war with a water pistol. Right. You can't win with a water pistol. He had no players in Baltimore, so... You got to throw that Baltimore experiment right out. But if you go with the other ones, he's been successful everywhere he's been. Whatever team gets him will be successful this year. I can guarantee it.
All right. Check with him and Yana.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike.